So we met when we were juniors in college. So that was 1984, 100 years ago. I stole him from my housemate in college. So he was dating Judy, who I lived with, who was not meant for him at all. So she went abroad for a semester, and I, quote unquote, took care of her boyfriend while she was gone. He had a weak moment, I guess. They knew they weren't meant for each other. I remember when my family met him, it was at Harold's christening. He had white corduroys on and a baby blue button down, and I had white corduroys and a pink Angora sweater, and everybody talked about how cute we looked in our white pants and our pink and blue. We were really young and innocent, it's funny, because what laid ahead, little did we know, we had no idea how we were going to grow up really fast. He proposed, and we bought a house, and we were saving every penny. We were so proud of that little house on the runway, even when the windows shook when the airplanes came. Jim was really into the weather and looking at the stars, and this hurricane was coming, and it's getting bad. Everybody's all wound up about it. It's like a big weather event, you know? And he was sleeping through it, and we're like, this is not like him. That's so weird. I said, you should go to the doctor. Like, this isn't like you. And he kept having bad headaches. So we were in the emergency room, and they did a CAT scan, and they found a tumor the size of an orange in his head. It was not a good prognosis. They gave him a year to live. We knew he was going to die, and that's when I decided to have in vitro. This was a little insane. People thought I was completely crazy. Okay, dying husband, and now she's gonna go have a baby, right? It's like a Lifetime movie. I don't know if I'll ever meet anyone again, but I want a baby more than anything. He wanted a baby more than anything. Even in his distressed state because of the tumor, he just lit up and held you and rallied. He had such a comeback after you were born. He cut the cord. He was there for your first birthday. So that was a miracle that he was alive that long. That's 4 years later than when they said he was going to have a year to live. The circumstances brought you here. And then I met Joe. It just filled that void that I needed. We brought a lot to him as much as he brought to us. Jim and Joe have some very similar qualities, but different qualities too. I think sometimes I go, all right, if I ever died and went to heaven and both my husbands are there and I had to choose who I was gonna, and I think I'd pick them both. I couldn't pick.